I repeat it, Chuck. I don't want anybody to know about this, even John Brennan.
That's for sure, Mr. President. And I'm confident that you don't mean you don't trust them.
Exactly. This whole issue must be completely kept secret.
Well, I just got one question for you, Mr. President. I mean, how probable is this? I mean, I want to know how much it's really worth it.
Well, this has happened once before. It might as well happen again.
Well, yes, sure, of course. But you know, at that time, I mean, a secret deal had been made. Isn't that right?
Look, Chuck, the world has changed a lot compared to that time. We had no option except to promote the fake versions of Islam in order to check its growth. But even we ourselves are not immune to this virus. If this ever happens once again, then we will not be able to maintain the people's trust in us anymore.
That's right. Absolutely. Mr. President, I will try my best. I promise.
That's good. I have confidence in your capabilities. You know our password here is the forbidden fruit. Well, now I got an important meeting. Talk to you later.
Prime Minister Netanyahu is here.
I have long been waiting for such a meeting without the presence of those journalists. This is the friend I said you already know.
Hello, Mr. President.
Let's get straight to the point.
Ah, don't be so bad-tempered. This is a friendly and secret meeting.
We are concerned.
What's the matter? The Vori virus is becoming epidemic?
This is a real concern. We are facing a dilemma. We must be careful so our allies won't victimize us. And at the same time, we must also make sure that our enemies will not become stronger day after day. We know that American values are you Democrats' first priority, so our oil reserves are not so attractive that you would turn a blind eye to the realities in our countries that are at odds with your values. You still haven't found an alternative for us, otherwise you wouldn't hesitate for a single moment.
Well, these words don't add anything new to the information I have, nor do they make us change any of the decisions we've made.
That's right. For this reason, we haven't come here to solve the problem. Time will take care of it. If we can stay in power to the end of your term, then, we are hopeful that we can get along with the Republicans more easily.
So what? Are you here to buy time then?
No. He isn't here with us to buy time. Actually, he's come to sell time.
Does he think that I am Putin so he can threaten me and get out of here safely?
Hey, you're going too far. He's the envoy of your ally, not your enemy. You get it?
Let me get to the point. Your power has already started to wane. China will soon replace you as the world's largest economy. And the waning of economic clout means the waning of all aspects of your power. I am here in order to prevent that from happening.
What? You? If you got the illusion virus besides the worry virus? What the hell are you thinking? China is only a balancer. If it's really supposed to go down, then it will go down. You'd better worry about your own domestic problem. That is why they say that oil is a fossil fuel. That's the country of fossil people. Instead of being worried about the Abbasid and Umayyad capital cities, your politicians had better worry about their own seats of power, which will soon slip out of their hand.
Hey, for us, Baghdad and Damascus are like New York and Washington.
What happens to Riyadh then?
That is like your Illinois.
Look, Arab politician, the party is over. We'll let you remain in power for another decade in exchange for you allowing your religion to be disgraced. These people have also created a new enemy for their enemy, and they have reaped their profit as well. Now it's time that we said goodbye.
You shouldn't speak to your guests like that. But that's all right. Anybody has the right to touch the forbidden fruit at least once. This is gonna be the last time you do that. Don't forget our meeting. See you later.